no fee, that it truly took hold and revolutionised the industry. In the early days, it was intended purely as a recording device, and cassette players of the era were set up with little emphasis on high-fidelity sound. They were used mainly for dictation in office and professional work. Sound quality and reproduction were not great, and certainly nowhere near as good as vinyl records, so early attempts to sell pre-recorded music cassettes were not a big success. But the companies behind the format kept on tweaking and improving it, and once chromium dioxide tape and Dolby sound reduction were introduced, the music cassette became a viable format to rack alongside LPs and 8-track cartridges in record shops. The real catalyst to global domination, however, was the invention in the late 1970s of the Sony Walkman. This portable device, not much bigger than a cassette itself, allowed people to listen to music on the move. As a result, during the 1980s, the cassette overtook vinyl to become the most popular music format in the world. The other major reason for its success was the fact that you could record pretty much anything you wanted onto a blank cassette. Whether it be a mixtape for your girlfriend, the best bits of the Top 40 chart show, where the skill was to start and stop recording at just the right point to avoid taping the DJ, or just personal reflections,